Podcast Ranger.
Welcome! It's another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hey guys, Nintendo Switch is out.
That's the top news story.
Yep.
And I managed to tear myself away from it.
This episode is brought to you by Three Musketeers.
You mean you managed to tear yourself away from the one proper game?
I have three.
You can't tear yourself away from it because you can just take it with you.
One of those is a game that already exists.
Is it Shovel Knight?
Technically, only one of the three games I have didn't already exist.
To all people...
There you go.
To all
people... You managed to tear yourself away from the one new game.
Which I haven't even actually played yet because it's a two-player game.
Well, there you go.
To everyone listening...
Snipperclips!
To everyone who has acquired a Switch, make sure to lick your cartridges. They taste very good.
It tastes like chocolate.
Because everyone's goddamn fucking doing it.
I'm tempted to.
You're not licking my copy of Zelda. Get your own game to lick. Why don't you buy 1-2 Switch and you can lick that? Then we'll get to play it.
I'll lick it when you're not around.
And that's why my Switch will never leave my side.
I'm not sure.
The worst part is I'm almost certain that he actually will.
Oh, I can do it. It's not a question.
I think she meant Lane.
Yeah.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, well, we'll see.
He's just gonna be sneaking into my room late tonight.
Giggity.
Wait, not
tonight, because I still don't have any actual game cards.
No, you'll just be in bed, and then you'll just hear, "Oh, God! Oh, he just is terrible!"
I love how that's been my Facebook wall all day. Mostly Savage Caster.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Man, did he make a lot of jokes about that today.
I watched the Game Grumps actually lick their cartridges, and they all thought it tasted like something different, and I'm just like, how did you even?
Different taste buds. Anyways!
I eat the games.
What's on the newsreel today?
So, we have our core five here tonight.
We do.
I don't deserve
Gar, have you talked yet?
No.
There
Gar,
you go.
Gar saw Logan today, and it destroyed him emotionally.
Are you okay, Gar?
He'll be fine.
Maybe some news will cheer you up. First up, remember last week when we talked about the cameoing in the Cho Superhero Tyson Kamen Sentai Go Riders?
Oh boy, did we.
Where's the crossover of Kanpai Senshin After 5?
I know, right? And turns out that they're getting a 3-episode miniseries of their own.
And guess what? Dead characters.
Yeah, well, we already knew that because we knew who they were.
We talked about that last week, but
did we?
Yeah. When they were announced that they were appearing in Cho Superhero Tyson, and now
we didn't clarify that. You know,
it was them.
We named them.
No, we didn't name who were the hosts. We just named off which character they are.
What do you mean host?
Like
human body.
Yeah, like we didn't specify that Baron was the red one, Laser was the yellow one.
But that's all obvious. They all match up to the original.
I didn't know
colors.
Until like the middle of the week.
Baron is red, another Agito is green, Marika's pink, Blade is blue, Laser's yellow. How was that not obvious?
But we didn't address that because it happened throughout the week.
Anyways.
I knew as soon as I saw it.
Okay, anyways.
Anyway. So, a 3-episode tie-in to Cho Superhero Tyson, Kamen Sentai Go Rider, featuring the 5 characters who, quote-unquote, should not be in this world. They all either died or disappeared in their respective series, all 5 played by their original cast members.
Only one actually disappeared.
That would be another Agito, I believe? Or was it Blade?
No, he died. Blade died. Well,
Technically, spoilers for Kamen Rider Blade from 2004.
Blade's shambling corpse notwithstanding.
Yeah,
he became an undead at the end of the show.
So, yes, he's dead.
Technically, he's dead.
Another Agito died.
Undead,
Blade became,
but dead.
Flame became undead. Baron got stabbed. Marika got blown up. And Laser got game-overed.
So, the story follows Emu from Exeid as these dead characters appear before him. The mystery behind the revival is linked both to someone manipulating strings behind the scenes and the quote-unquote ultimate superhero team, Kamen Sentai Go Rider.
It was the director all along!
Ooh. It was Hate Saburo!
Wait a minute, Baron dies?
Have you not watched
Kamen? I haven't finished it yet! Sorry!
No, Baron!
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
It's Genro Ibuchi.
You knew it was still gonna happen.
I know, like, the major spoiler of how it ends, how it's basically exactly the same as Madoka Magica.
Baron went to the banana farm with all the other bananas.
No!
Baron, there's a banana farm?
We buried him under the big tree.
Oh, God.
Wow, Ichi, come on.
The first episode of this 3-episode series will be released on March 25th, with new episodes released the following Saturdays.
Cool.
I am excited to see.
Yeah, no, me
there
too.
They are posing in front of the Imagination Pavilion.
I do still think the suits version. Are stupid, but I'm excited to see the show because I like all these characters.
I love the suits.
Yep.
All right, next. Oh boy.
Oh.
South Korean spin-off / sequel of Kyoryuger, Power Rangers Dino Force Brave. So remember a couple months ago when we saw some images of the Kyoryuger suits with some white accents?
Yeah.
Now we know what they're for!
And knowing is half the battle.
Like, I have to give them credit. Like, they actually filmed, like, everything. They're filming everything new, practically. Because they got new suits, new Zords,
new weapons,
new, like, designs and everything.
Look, they've all got, like, Giga Gabari calibers.
Yeah.
Maybe they all share Torin's power.
Maybe.
No, in the trailer I saw Torin!
So,
but that's not possible, he's dead!
So apparently this show will feature a Korean cast, will run for 12 episodes, and is expected to premiere in April.
April 1st, to be exact.
A press conference for the series happened on March 2nd, and we're going to go over to our second copy of the story here, which we get to see a nice assemblage of the six main Rangers, and oh my god, their jackets look sick!
Wait a minute, there's only 12 episodes?
Apparently.
Which means this will be subbed, because some subgroup will be like, oh, 12 episodes? That's easy.
So, the show is going to star several K-pop stars, and we have the full cast listing. So apparently their new forms do have names. They just added Brave to the front. So, Brave Kyoryu Red is Seyoung from My Name. Brave Kyoryu Black is Hong Sung-ho from A Piece. Brave Kyoryu Blue is Oh Seyun, also from A Piece. Brave Kyoryu Green is Injin from The Boss / Daikoku Danji. Brave Kyoryu Pink is Lee Yujin. And Brave Kyoryu Gold is Lee Seyoung from Cross Gene. Apologies if I mispronounced any of that.
According to the trailer, too, apparently Gold's a bad guy at first.
Makes sense.
I mean, stars, that mean they sing?
I don't know.
It's funny is they didn't change Gold's design at all.
Yeah.
Like, he looks exactly the same.
And we're looking at some pictures here of the Megazords as well. They gave some very interesting redesigns.
Pink Ranger has the Raptor.
And
okay with this.
Black Ranger has the Stegosaur with a fucking chainsaw.
And then they took Power Saga and remolded a totally new head on top of the Power Saga head.
Yeah, they did.
So, and then Gabatira's got a fucking, like, minigun cannon on his head.
Toridano is now blue.
Like turquoise.
Blue. And Brigigas is purple.
So
oh my god.
These all just recolors?
Basically,
like,
but,
recolors/ remolds.
Some remolds, yeah.
Yeah, if you look at the Kyoryugen, there's a fucking minigun attached to Gabutira's face.
It's not a remold, it's a retool.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A reimagining of the original
stuff.
Yeah, that's some...
I really like these designs.
Good on you, Korea.
Alright, so... So Black gets a Black Stegochi, Blue gets a Blue Drysera, Green has a Green Parasagon, and Pink has a Pink Zaktor, along with a Violet Brigigas. The Brave series is being directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Oh!
Who did not only a lot of Power Rangers, but Forze, and is set for April 1st premiere... on Daewon Broadcasting's Anyone TV, Anybox, and Champ TV in South Korea. The first two episodes will premiere, followed by episodes 3 and 4 on April 8th, and one episode per week after that.
That's cool.
Somebody sub this! I want to watch it!
Someone will. If it's 12 episodes, someone will.
I will watch this whole show!
Alright, we'll talk about this on Cast Ranger for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, next story.
I'm just imagining this being a giant Rickroll.
Oh, like Amazon? What Amazon's was?
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't that announced on April 1st too?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And Gar for the longest time believed it was a fucking April Fool's joke, and I was like, no, it's not.
I kind of hoped it was. Anyway.
No.
Speaking of stuff that should that get subbed, the 1971 Kamen Rider Ichigo series has recently been completely subbed.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, Gar.
I need to go marathon this.
He's gonna go watch the entire show.
I need to go watch all.
Yeah, the one guy's been posting it on Facebook.
I need to go watch all 98 episodes and two movies.
Alright, have fun with that.
The folks over at XIG have subbed the very first entry Kamen Rider Ichigo.
Not only that, they have subbed Kamen Rider Super 1.
Yeah, and they did do the movies as well. Yeah.
Super 1.
So anyone who has been pining to watch Mr. Original Rider, you can now do so.
Just make sure
you... school ends, I'll finally have time.
Just make sure you watch Kamen Rider V3 Episode 1 and 2 afterwards, because that is the true finale of the Kamen Rider series.
Okay. Next, we got official images of several gashets. First off, we're looking at Jungle O's, Pack Adventure, and Famista. I don't know why they didn't include Zevius in this batch of images, but okay.
I think Zevius is the next one to be released.
Well, it didn't come up on my feed.
It's just these three came out simultaneously.
Alright, so each gashet costs 1620 yen, and they're set for a March 4th release.
Yep. No, we are not translating the yen.
Yeah, they all look real nice. Alright.
I want the Pac-Man
ones. I want Zevius. Next, Premium Bandai announced the Knight of Safari gashet.
I mentioned this before.
No, I know, but we didn't get to actually see the official images.
Well, too bad.
Well, too bad. We're doing it.
We're doing it live.
So the DX Knight of Safari gashet will be sold for 1620 yen, released in June. Pre-orders began February 17th.
It's funny, our middleman actually messaged me saying, hey, do any of you guys want the Safari gashet? And I just said,
no.
No. And he's like, oh, isn't like not popular? No. And then like he looked up the form, and he's like, oh, that's silly. I'm like, yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe when X8's over.
I like how he calls you up to gauge
the response. He does. Yeah. He messages me and says, hey, should I order this? Is it going to be popular? And he even asked me, should I buy a game scope? And I was like, buy one because someone will get it.
What's a game
scope? The stethoscope from X8.
Anyway, the game thing is, I want him to get Pretty Cure stuff, but
if you ask him, he'll get it for you.
Lane, you should ask him.
I'm too nervous, man.
I will. I'll ask him when we go
no,
see him.
No,
next
you
week.
Don't have to. Oh, sorry. You can cut this out if you want.
Nope, we're leaving it in. Next.
Oh. Emily loves Pretty Cure.
DX Taiko no Tatsujin gashet along with the Genmu DVD set revealed. That's a real nice poster.
No, yeah. The fucking posters are always awesome.
That is a nice poster.
It could be better.
And there's the Taiko no Tatsujin gashet. Toys R Us Japan has posted a listing. The Genmu DVD will contain all three episodes of the Genmu spin-off series, which includes Parts 1 and 2, Legend Rider Stage, and Legend Gamer Stage, which Part 1 and 2 were on the YouTube channel, and Part 3 will be DVD exclusive.
Sitting on the gashet complete.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Part 3's the DVD exclusive?
Yep.
So this is a Rider Souls thing again, where the last episode's only on the DVD and we won't get it subbed till like months from now?
Until some subber buys it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
you.
I swear to God I've seen like the red Taiko drum character before and something else.
Yeah.
He's been in Taiko Drum Master and Mario Kart GP.
Well, Mark, that was it!
He also appears in Yo-Kai Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
But I forget if that is in 3, which hasn't been...
Oh, wait, I still gotta beat the first game, goddamn.
What's a Yo-Kai Watch?
So, the Taiko no Tatsujin Gashet and Genmu DVD set will release April 17th for a retail price of 37.78 yen before middleman and shipping.
Oh, no wonder he was in the Mario Kart game, because that was made by Namco.
Yep. Cool. Welcome to the idea.
Woo.
Next.
Oh, my God, this.
So... You know how we've been talking about Snipes power-ups and how it's been land combat, air combat, sea combat, and the next logical step we were thinking was space combat. Turns out that's happening, but it's not a Snipe form. It's for Brave. The Galaxian Gashet.
Huh.
A what?
It's an old game.
When are we getting a Galaga?
When are we getting Dig Dug?
I want Galaga. I fucking love Galaga.
I want Turbo Time.
The Galaxian Gashet, based on the 1979 Namco arcade game, which was then followed up by its sequel, Galaga. So it basically is a Galaga Gashet.
Okay, fuck no, but they need to release a Galaga Gashet.
This is a level 3 Gashet, not level 4 like some people were speculating.
He just has like a fucking like cockpit
attached to his face,
attached to his fucking chest.
Yeah,
it's like a battleizer.
It is a battleizer.
Oh my God, it's a battleizer.
Why does Brave get it?
I don't know.
Because Brave needs all the forms.
No, it's because it's blue.
That's racist.
It's colorist?
The Ex-Galaxian Gashit will be released June 2017 for a retail price of 1620 yen. Pre-orders have gone live.
This article is written by Tendo Moses.
Yeah.
Go follow him.
Massive Kamen Rider fan and cosplay.
Next, we got magazine scans showing our first looks at the actual suit show appearance of Maximum Gamer Level 99.
I'm enjoying this floor, and the more I keep
just go ahead and skip down to the one full body shot.
I feel sorry for Seiji Takaiwa.
Yeah, I kind of do too. He looks so awkward with his giant hand holding the key slasher.
Like, he hasn't. Seiji Takaiwa probably hasn't done something awkward like this since fucking Magnet States for Forza.
This is worse, I would argue.
No, it is worse. I'm just saying that, like, that was probably hard for him to do, too.
No. He said the hardest thing he's ever had to do is Kamen Rider Blade.
I thought it was dead.
Really? Why Blade?
Because Blade has no... Like, Kenzaki didn't really have a character, so he didn't really know how to properly fight someone.
His character was yelling the loudest.
Or give characteristic to the character.
But Denno exhausted him.
Denno exhausted him. Kiva was difficult because there was actual metal on the... Like, legit, the suit was so heavy for him.
I'm just surprised there's so many pages showing us, like, oh look, he punches. Oh look, he kicks.
No, but like, oh, there's one of the pictures.
I know exactly what you're about to talk to, and that's our next article. There it is.
There it is.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that, but...
Well, what were you going to say?
It was the shot of him, like, kicking Genmu, and Genmu's just, like, kind of, like, flailing, like, ah!
Okay, we'll pull that up if that's there.
Yeah.
Next, in Tro Superhero Tyson, Exade Level 99 is apparently going to fulfill the prophecy and use the giant metal and grow to the size of a Megazord!
That's
and fight alongside Q-Reno!
Q-Reno! Oh,
that's gonna hurt. Like Hank Pym turning into Giant Man.
Yes.
Now I mean like Ultimate Avengers 2 kind of thing, man. Not Civil War.
Yep. Alright, and we also see from the same set of magazine scans that in True Super Tyson, Brave will use the Galaxian Gashit.
To defeat True Brave.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would he just use Tattle Fantasy?
Because he tried that and he got his ass whooped. Did you not see the preview?
Oh yeah, because like...
So he's got to use the exclusive movie form to take down the movie exclusive villain.
Right, because the True Brave is the hero of Tattle Fantasy. Well,
yeah, I don't know if we mentioned that, because we were looking at the trailers for it, and Hero, the one that uses True Brave, is said to be from the game world. And then we put two and two together because Dan says that Tetanol Fantasy's power is playing as the Demon King trying to kill the hero, which means the hero that uses True Brave in the game world is the enemy boss character of Tetanol Fantasy.
Oh.
It's brilliant!
That's actually really clever.
I love it!
Let's go, Kingdom Fantasy!
Good job.
Should we...
Next.
Oh, no, it's fine. Whatever. Keep going.
Next, we got an announced Kamen Rider Converge figures.
Wave 6.
Which includes Gaim Orange Arms, Zangetsu Shin, Denno Sword Form, Zeranos Altair Form.
Alternative Form.
G3X, and Kamen Rider Joker.
Oh, jeez. Kind of.
Oh.
And it also includes a...
Don't you ever call it that.
What?
I was thinking of a different character.
You're thinking of alternative.
Yeah, no, he was like, Kamen Rider Zeranos, alternative. What?
No.
No, that is not what that is.
Apparently, this series also comes with a seventh mystery figure.
Oh, which is going to be Kamen Rider Gaim Blood Orange.
You mean Bujin Gaim?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because the secret figure is basically just a repaint of one of the characters.
Okay.
So it could either be Negadeno or Bujin Gaim. But since Gaim's more popular, but since it's Denno's 10th anniversary...
Or it could be any Kamen Rider double form.
That too.
Anyways, next.
Gimme.
Another Kamen Rider Converge series, but it's Ryuki complete form, including all of the Ryuki Riders.
Gimme.
Wow. Even Abyss.
Yeah.
And they all have their weapons. I like that.
That's adorable.
Gimme.
Gimme.
Because if Ryuki survived, Knight survived, Zolda... Oja, Raya, Scissors.
Yes, all of them.
Galverde, Imperior, Odin, Tiger.
Gotta Regiment. Catch them all, Ryuki Riders!
And it's all in one set. I love it.
While shown, the alternatives, Default Ryuki and Default Knight, do not appear to be included with this set.
Fuck yous.
The complete edition will run you 12,000 yen and will release in July with pre-orders already in the wild.
Well, I think it's because those already exist. I don't know.
Probably.
Christ.
Next, speaking of the Cho Superhero Tyson movie, apparently the band performing its theme song is Monkey Magic.
Monkey Japanese Magic. Canadian.
Monkey.
Yeah, they're Japanese Canadian. That's interesting. And the name of the theme that they're going to be playing for the movie is called Ray of Light. These movie songs always have such weird abstract titles.
I'm or not.
Anyways.
Not as abstract as Monkey Magic.
That's pretty abstract.
Pretty much.
Alright, next. We got some casting and story information for Zuja Returns.
Ermagers.
That's Zuoja for those who don't listen to the show regularly.
Ermagers.
To start off, Rakugoka, which is a Rakugo practitioner, Taihei Hayashiya, was announced as the main villain of the film Pokane De Niro.
He is a fucking mob boss.
A space mob boss.
Named De Niro.
Yep.
Oh my fucking god!
How was that not the first thing that came to your mind when he said
it? It didn't click. You fuckers.
Right?
Oh, Japan. I need a drink.
So, the actor Hayashiya is a regular in Shoten.
Don't touch my tea.
A Japanese-style comedy show that is one of the few with a longer run than the Super Sentai franchise itself, which has been on the air for 50 years.
Wait, what?
The show that he's on, which is a comedy show, is older than Sentai.
Mm. Makes sense.
Makes sense. It's a freaking Rakugo show.
Hey, Raven, guess who else is in this movie?
Oh, God, who?
Rie Kugimiya!
As?
Just as voice actors.
Who?
As well as Tetsu Inada, who played Doggy Kruger.
Doggy Kruger, among a lot of other things.
Rie Kugimiya, Alphonse Elric, Risei, Taiga from Toradora,
Shauna, fucking Louise from Heroes.
Like one, like arguably one of the most famous female voice actresses,
or at least the very least, the most used.
Yeah,
you guys could just said Alphonse. I know who Alphonse is.
There you go.
I mean, sure, but
nowhere near her most well-known role.
No, well, you'd think, but
wait, hopefully,
Alphonse, the most. Wait, that was her role in.
That was my reaction. I'm like, oh.
Will she come back for
also,
that main line?
Oh, also, what's his name from Digimon Sabers? Ikuto.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I said, that and Alphonse are like the most. Wait, she played who now?
You know, I'd like to say Rie gets typecast a lot, but then you threw in shit like that, and I'm like, okay, I think they balance her out,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
There's the off one like that.
Yeah. And regarding the plot, apparently in the upcoming V-Cinema, Earth has become a planet where humans and Zuman coexist. The six Zujers are living their lives in peace until they receive an invitation from a martial arts competition to decide the ruler of the Earth!
Is this Ninja Steel?
What the fuck?
Yep.
Yamato, Sarah, Leo, and Misao participate in order to strengthen the bonds between humans and Zumans. Tusk and Amu, as well as Pearl, go to show support. Is that someone I should know?
Huh?
Anyways, apparently Sela and Leo win through the competition, and they're going to battle each other, but the competition has been planned by Space Mafia boss Pokane De Niro to make money. Bard finds out, and together with Yamato, infiltrates the hideout. There to discover Pokane plans to turn human and Zuman into jewels to sell for profit.
Oh.
And Bard gets turned into a jewel.
But he comes back because we see Zuo Bird.
Maybe
well, that could be before.
Yeah.
No, that's the there's only one fight sequence in these movies.
Think of it this way. This is Kaiza's actor. He's got to die somehow. No. Being turned into a jewel would be hilarious.
A jewel that talks.
Then they just like straight up Steven Universe shatter him.
He turns into a coconut. Uncle Mario finds him. Ooh, a coconut. Stop. Holy crap, it talks.
All I care about is if Zuo Human is in this movie.
Well, apparently he is.
Yes, Zuo Human was shown in the trailers.
Yeah!
And where he actually has his own henshin sequence.
Ah! I'm down! Okay, Zuoja Returns, Give Me Your Life, The Great Ruler of the Earth Battle, is set for release on June 28th.
Give me life, or give me death.
It's being written by Jin Tanaka and being directed by Noboru Takemoto.
Ooh.
Come June 27th.
Next story.
We got some scans of the first power-up form for Kyuranger. Not quite a power-up, but more like a weapon use. The Pegasus Kyutama. We get to see Pegasus Shishired.
This is the one that I
thought was cancer in the silhouette.
I'm not big on it.
I feel like this would look way better on anyone else.
To quote Bart Simpson, it's craptastic.
Can I just... This is like the fucking Saint Seiya forum here.
It does look like Saint Seiya.
Right?
He's wearing a cloth.
It's the Pegasus constellation. How are they going to avoid that?
I can't not see it right now.
How are they going to avoid that? There was no way.
It's hard enough for them to avoid it looking like Saint Seiya.
That's going
to
be the joke. Saint Seiya's.
Saint Seiya!
Legend.
I want to see this form used by like black or silver because it would look way better on them.
I hope it isn't like red just gets every form.
No, Red's the one that tries every form, and then everyone gets another form.
Well, apparently he's getting a Sun and Moon form as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Moon one.
We already know about way too many power-ups for
Red. Lucky, I love you, but you look silly with a crescent moon sticking through your head.
And you look equally silly with fucking sun spikes sticking out of every angle of your face.
The sun is cool. I like the sun.
Glorious.
Anyways.
The sun is hot.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you're not
wrong. I
don't
know why I said that. That was
lucky.
Terrible. I'm sorry.
Kamen Rider Amazons and some tokusatsu movies have received nominations at Japan's Action Awards.
But no Shin Godzilla.
It's not an action movie.
It's still a tokusatsu movie.
Yeah, but it's a disaster movie, not an action movie.
Amazons has been nominated for multiple awards.
Of course it is.
The Japan Action Awards began in 2013 to celebrate the accolades of the Japanese action and stunt industry. The event will be held on March 18th. Amazons is nominated for Best Action.
Yep.
Other Toku productions nominated include Cutie Honey, Tears, Ninja vs. Tokuger, Ninjas in Wonderland, Kamen Rider Ichigo, the recent movie, the Kamen Rider Ghost 100 Icons movie, Zuoger, the Glue Gun Circus movie.
Why?
The other nominees in this category are Hero Mania, Night Hero Naoto, Hentai Kamen of Normal Crisis,
oh, wow.
Terraformars, Saraba Abunai Deka, Showa's Strongest High School Graduate Kokushi Arrives, Nobunaga Concerto, I Am a Hero,
oh, yeah.
The Mole Song, Hong Kong Capriccio, Assassination Classroom Graduation, Road to High and Low, Hame Anoli, Destruction Babies, Sonata 10 Braves, High and Low the Red Rain, Moribito Guardian of the Spirit, The Last Cop, Ishikawa Goemon, Sanada Maru, How Genealogy of Bad Blood, and Musashi Ninpo Den Ninja Repu.
And the award goes to
Amazon.
La La Land.
I'm sitting here like, I haven't seen a lot of these, but Terraformars is a fucking Takashi Miike movie based on a really gory manga. That's everything it needs to be already.
I'm trying to find subs for I Am a Hero.
Yeah, and Assassination Classroom, if that's anywhere as good as the anime was. Yeah.
Raven, you've yet to see Kamen Rider Amazons yet.
No,
I haven't seen it.
Get on that!
He shakes three people with a spear!
Spoilers.
Doesn't he, like, crack an egg on his belt?
No, that's Omega.
No, it's Alpha.
Or no, it's Alpha, sorry.
You are Alpha. I am Omega. Who are you? We don't question.
The worst part is I still can't get over glucose.
Oh, no, that's why I said it. So those are all the nominees for Best Action. Amazons is also nominated for Best Action Scene. The other nominees in this category include Moribito, Hentai Kamen, Night Hero, IQ 246, High and Low, Saraba Abunai Deka, Showa's Strongest High School Graduate, and How.
Okay, I'm voting. Hentai Kamen's got my vote.
Oh, yeah. All three of the Amazon Rider suit actors from Amazons are nominated for Best Stuntman Award. Yugo Fuji, Hirokazu Iwakami, and Makoto Arakawa for their portrayals as Omega, Alpha, and Sigma, respectively.
Oh, fucking
Sigma. Arakawa previously won the Best Stuntman Award in the 2015 awards. And the other stuntmen nominated for this award are Haruka Oshima in Moribito, Daisuke Hibari and Yukihiro Sakate for their roles in Hime Anoli, Koshige Namihei for Cutie Honey Tears, Kazuma Seki and Saraba Abunai Deka and Masahiro Okamoto.
And the award goes to Ryan Gosling.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's someone else.
Yeah.
Why was my first thought for some reason and the award goes to Yurisen?
The Action Director Award.
I don't know why.
The puppeteer for Yurisen wins.
Nominated for the action.
No, your son himself went. Sorry.
Nominated for the Best Action Director Award is Kaya Tabuchi, who did Amazons. He also did Karate Kill and Hentai Kamen. His competition for that award is Eiji Morisaki, who did Night Hero Naoto, Hero Mania, Himeyanoli, and IQ246, Koichi Funayama for Moribito, Seiji Mori for Showa's Strongest High School Graduate, Takahiro Ochi for Road to High and Low and High and Low Red Rain, Yuji Shimomura for I Am a Hero, and Hiroyuki Yoshida for Museum, Higanjima, and Majisuka Gakuen.
Someone needs to sub I Am a Hero. It's about fucking suit actors.
Oh my god.
Come on. And Uncle Mario's in it, and he suit acts as a Pink Ranger.
And the last award mentioned here is Best Action Actress, for which we have Kanon Miyahara, who played Nozomi Takai in Amazons.
Yeah. Wait, wrestling bitch face?
Yes. Oh. The other nominees for this award are Rina Takeda for her role as Akane in Dokumushi, Haruka Ayase for her role as Balsa in Moribito, Maria Nishiuchi for her portrayal as Cutie Honey in Cutie Honey Tears, and Nanoa for her performance in The Mole Song as Hufan.
Huh.
What about Mamoru, though?
That was a lot of Japanese I just said.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
And the winner goes to Moonlight.
I'm just sitting here like...
Moonlight won Best Actress?
I'm sitting here for like all of this stuff just thinking to myself, there was a live-action Moribito movie and I didn't know about it?
Well, now you do.
I do now.
Wait a minute, actress? No, wait. And the award goes to Emma Stone.
No, it goes to Moonlight, the whole thing.
No, it goes to Beyonce.
You said so much Japanese, Ichi, you'd make Yuri of Wind jealous.
Who?
Yuri of Wind, he's a YouTuber I watch. He can never pronounce any Japanese name to save his fucking life.
I've noticed your friend there, Bruno, apparently is terrible at Japanese words as well.
Shay! You treat Bruno with respect.
I will when he pronounces names correctly.
Oh, whatever.
Next. The initial roster for the upcoming Power Rangers Legacy Wars mobile game has been announced.
Wait. Go up. I
want to
see the logo.
That's not a logo, that's just a promo image.
No, that's going to be the loading screen image.
Probably.
I don't see anyone in the image.
How about you let me get through them?
I saw Gokai Yellow right at the top. Yeah.
The upcoming game will feature an initial roster comprised of the following Ranger teams. Mighty Morphin, Zeo, In Space,
yes.
Wild Force,
yeah.
Samurai, Super Mega Force, Dino Charge, and the 2017 movie.
The rest of you did not get any invitations at all, when we sent you the invitations, they were revoked.
I noticed the lack of Turbo in the middle of the original four.
What about SPD?
They'll add them all eventually.
No, they won't.
In addition, Power Rangers villains Goldar and Snide will be in the game.
Ooh, Snide, there you go.
The game is being developed by Endway Games, who did Chrono Blade, allowing you to create your own Dream Ranger team from an array of over 40 warriors.
Oh, they have 100.
You, like, so 40? Basically, Super Mega Force plus the entire team.
Oh
plus
my
somebody
God.
Else instead of Pink.
You level up your Rangers with shards of the Zeo Crystal. Those are the consumable orbs.
I mean, legit.
No man, you got
legit.
Make...
That's one hell of a power up.
You
got
to destroy the world.
Power Rangers Legacy Wars will be coming out this month.
And this does have like voice acting with actual Rangers.
Looking forward to it. I can't lie. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Snide actually looks really good in this shot.
Yeah. Wait.
What?
Hot damn, that looks like a mech suit.
What, Snide?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, next.
Okay.
This one's for
you. I need to keep my fucking mouth shut.
You do.
Because the week before... Oh, where are the ninja coins? Literally the day after. Ninja coins get revealed. Yesterday, last week we talked about Ultraman Orbs, Ultra Fight Orb. In which I'm like, oh, and then we'll, you know, get information about the next series. And what you know? We got the new Ultraman series got trademarked this week.
Gar, quickly say Ninja Steel will get better.
No. And...
Well,
the next Ultraman series is La La Land. I'm joking.
Ultraman Logan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gar, don't go there. That's not cool. It's Ultraman Zed.
Hey, you fucker!
You took too long.
You
Or Seed. They're not 100% sure, apparently.
I think it is going to be Seed.
Seed sounds more likely for Tsuburaya.
Because hopefully this guy's connected to Zero. Or at least Ultra 7.
He's Zero's long lost brother.
Nah, man, he's Ultra 7's bastard son.
And there's some notes about what the gimmick will be.
And we'll not read about that.
Aww. Oh, okay.
We'll just say it's trademarked. We'll wait till we actually get real information on it.
And Gar, with your productive powers, please tell me...
Productive powers?
Predictive, sorry.
With your power to produce...
You are the opposite of productive, I'm sorry.
Oh!
Anyways.
Ouch.
With your predictive powers, I just want you to say that Tatsunoko's going to make an anniversary crossover thing.
No, with your predictive powers, I want you to say Pokken's coming to the Switch.
That too.
Well,
next news story.
Renewal Forza figure.
Emily, what do you wish for?
I don't think it's fair to exploit his power.
Yeah, I know, because it's like, you know, whenever I'm used, I'm like, what do you need? What do you need?
What do you need?
What?
That was an Aladdin joke.
And that's you know why this episode what do you need? Genie Gar.
I do know that.
Also, for the Beauty and the Beast movie, they made LeFou gay, and it's amazing!
Yay! Oh! Shut up, you bigot. He's not that different.
It really isn't.
No, the director said that apparently they made LeFou. It's like he's experiencing the feelings for another man for the first time. So literally, he just looks like
Gaston.
Yeah, no, that's why he is.
Of course, it's Gaston.
He's a sexy piece of man meat.
Allow me to regale you with the song of the internet. No one
now. I already know where you're going with this. Don't.
I'm doing it.
No.
You can't stop me. I have
to. So like as Gaston or as thick as Gaston.
No one thick as Gaston. Shake those hips like Gaston. Makes a priest want some dick like Gaston. Right.
What?
Did you see the one with Frollo?
There's worse. But let's move on.
What's
no one's dick is incredibly thick as Gaston.
That was an actual trading card where they took out the word neck.
Yes.
Yeah. And it even fits the rhyme.
It even rhymes better.
Fill in the blank. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's blanks is incredibly thick as Gaston. They did that on purpose.
That rhymes, Naughty. That rhyme works better.
Can we just have the thumbnail for this episode? Just the picture of Gaston just ripping his chest open. Or like his shirt open, showing his chest.
Gar's head on Gaston as he's doing it.
All covered in hair. I'll put the yellow caster helmet on it.
Yes.
As right, a specimen,
no, it's not
yes,
to ruin
I'm
it
intimidating. I want a guy like Gaston.
Dun. Hey, look. Ultraman
final news story.
Ultraman comes into FX Japan.
You fucker. Let me get to it.
I'm an Ultraman fan, too.
You watched Ultraman.
I've watched one in the series. I'm a fan.
I watched that one movie once.
There you go.
It's like everyone.
We all watched that one movie once.
It's like, oh, I'm a Sentai fan. I watch Gokaiger.
That's right. Like Lane just grab.
Oh, please. I've never claimed to be a Sentai.
That's like half the time when I'm playing an RPG, Lane will grab the controller, fuck with the analog stick for a minute, and go, I played it. Moving on.
Hey, Ichi, can I try? I want to play Final Fantasy 13. Sure. Spin lightning around a circle. Oh, all right. I played it.
You did that today with I Am Setsuna.
I did.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
All right. Okay. Beginning, starting now in March of 2017, Japanese Netflix has a total of 43 Ultraman works and are set to be delivered into the Japanese branch.
Damn.
That is literally everything.
Well, Gar, better go find a way to get Japanese
list.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's possible.
Wait.
Oh, you can do it.
Holy shit, that's an actual list.
But it won't be.
You want to run that
no,
list?
No, no. It said all Ultraman, so it's all Ultraman.
See, here's the thing, Gar. You just literally have to go to a service that lets you buy a Japanese IP address.
VPN! VPN!
It, and then buy a subscription for Japanese Netflix.
But it won't be subtitled, so...
No, that is a thing.
Fuck!
She is 100% correct.
One thing I didn't notice is that they actually have Ultraman Kids on there. Which is...
They're like SD Riders?
Yeah, but they're kids.
I want to watch Ultraman Zero 2, Superman Big Battle, Light and Shadow!
Oh, and there's also Ultraman Neon.
Ultra Nyan!
Oh, Ultra Nyan!
What?
Yeah, he's like an anime cat version of Ultraman.
Yeah.
I found it when I was looking
up
Ultraman.
Wait, I gotta look this up.
He's adorable!
Oh, there's the 1979 Ultraman anime. It has Ultraman Jonones?
Not me! I was canceled!
What, does it have that weird American thing with, like...
America?
Yeah!
Let's see here. Scroll down the list. Oh, there's...
Now we're going through the list.
And there's the 2004 Ultraman movie, Ultraman the Next.
I just like how this one, Ultraman Cosmos 2, The Blue Planet!
Yeah, that's just in all caps or something.
Did you find Ultranian?
Oh boy, did I find Ultranian.
Oh no!
What is it?
Anthony, put up pictures of Ultranian!
I was really, like, thinking, like, oh, I hope that...
I thought it was just a cat in Ultraman suit.
I was thinking Ultraman with cat ears. I wasn't expecting that.
With Ultraman.
There's an actual cat with
it's
Ultraman
like, it's
colors.
It's like Crypto the Super Dog, right?
Wait up.
Oh. Kill me!
No, don't kill it. No.
Anyways, Itchy, can we pull up that other news story, the one you tagged me in first thing this morning?
Oh,
I think that's valid for this news.
Okay, what? Give me a sec.
The one I was trying to hint at, but obviously you didn't hear about it.
Wink, wink.
Infinity Force, an anime series beginning on October 2017 for Tatsunoko Productions' 55th anniversary.
Infinity Force.
Oh. As per consisting of Ken the Eagle.
Yep.
Hurricane Polymar.
Yep.
Neo Human Cashern.
Mm-hmm.
And Tekkaman.
Damn fucking straight.
He loves Tekkaman.
Oh. It's not even Blade, it's Space Knight Tekkaman. It's OG Tekkaman.
The rainbow chest of Tekkaman.
And I'm sitting here like, okay, this could only be better if Yatterman was announced in it.
So, apparently, there was a manga titled Infinity Force Murai no Byosen in December 2015, but this anime is not going to follow that plot. The company that worked on The Boy and the Beast and Wolf Children, Digital Frontier, will be helping Tatsunoko for this project.
Oh, nice.
Legit.
And there was a one-minute preview video showing what you can expect from this 3D CG and characters designs.
Nothing beats Anime North 1 year. All right, we're going to watch The Boy and the Beast. Yay! Oh, we don't have an actual copy of it, so we're going to watch Summer Wars instead.
All right.
It's like, don't promise shit if you don't have it.
Right.
So, as mentioned, that is going to be happening October of this year.
I am so totally down.
I knew you'd be.
Sorry.
Anyone else have anything before we wrap up?
Nope.
I got a VR Trooper.
Oh, yes. You found at a pawn shop the McDonald's old Happy Meal toy for the VR Troopers.
It's the VR Troopers Morpher.
The Trooper Transformer, or whatever it's called.
The VR Trooper Morpher.
Is it actually called the VR Trooper?
They did not actually give it a name.
Okay.
Oh.
Just
lazy fucks.
Or it's just, you know, I haven't remember, maybe? I don't know.
Anyway, if you know what it is called, post it in the comments.
And we'll
Hashtag comments for Lane.
Yeah. Yep. So that Lane can live.
I'm dying, guys.
The record show that Gar is lovingly petting Lane.
Please don't. That kills me faster.
And I'm allergic to pets!
Thank
you everyone for watching and listening. Please like and subscribe and follow us, and we love you.
Bye. Thank you.
Meows.
Go see Logan in theaters now.
Meows.
Or don't, if you don't want to cry, apparently.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.